We reconstituted some of the dimensions. In particular, formal slash structure. We moved structure to structure granularity. It depends on how the rest of the groups gauge this, but we had some problems trying to define that, especially structure from a semantic point of view. So we just made it formal, informal to formal, with no specified scale, if you will. We had originally proposed semi-formal, but nobody liked that either. We called it that because we considered formal meaning maybe has a model theory. I know there's issues with that. Therefore, we really punted simply because we thought, taxonomies, thesauri, we'd like to say that they're partially formal, but we couldn't really characterize the definition of formal there. So we moved structure then into granularity. So it basically became something like structure slash granularity. You increase in structure. There's a loose correspondence to maybe increasing informality if you keep that as a continuum. It's also partially correlated with expressiveness because expressiveness is focused on a language. And we thought that expressiveness, if we tolerated non-language and just talked about frameworks that could be formalized into a language but hadn't been, say, taxonomies, ontologies, topic maps, they're not really formal because there's really no language slash logic behind them, but they could be still expressed as, if somebody wanted to do the effort, as to construct a language for them. And then granularity and structure basically means something that has less granularity might mean that you have just a taxonomy within, let's say, an owl ontology, where you're just using subclassing without any other relations, properties, et cetera, restrictions. That would be less granular than, and especially if you only had a few of those classes, subclasses. If you increased your structure, granularity became more finer grained, it would probably mean something like you have additional relations, perhaps you have many axioms. We'd like to characterize that with a metric. We thought maybe something like axioms per term, but we couldn't really characterize it in the time we had. So average axiom per term as a gauge of structure granularity, with the caveat that you would have to do something to probably transform some constructs into an axiom that may not be essentially axiomatized. So the result is the groupings, class A, basic formal ontology, we characterized it as formal. In fact, all these are formal. So in the interest of time, we're focusing on BFO, SUMO, engineering math, COSMO, and PSL, process specification language. Expressiveness, first order logic for all except COSMO at this point. We're going with what Pat said, which was swirl, owl plus swirl. Structure, again, relatively low slash limited for basic formal ontology, but axiomatized. So in principle, BFO intends to be small. So in this definition, perhaps, of granularity, it's less granular by almost by definition. SUMO, medium, simply because it's mostly upper and middle, but there may be, in fact, few axioms per term. Engineering math, we consider that high. It's a relatively relatively constrained domain, even though it's, maybe a more abstract domain, focusing on math, engineering math in particular, but the level of structural granularity is high. Cosmo, low, by definition, mostly terminology at this point, eventually to become axiomatized more, but low grain, low structure. PSL, medium. Sure.
When you say sumo, are you assuming sumo plus Milo?
Well, initially we considered sumo alone, but then we thought, we could probably actually include Milo in that, simply because it's an elaboration, but, maybe in the same way that sumo is fairly a few axioms per term. But again, some of these are judgment calls. Reasoning, yes, across the board. They were all interested or supporting reasoning or intend to have reasoning. Descriptive, prescriptive, which might be loose, strict. BFO, strict. Sumo, strict. Engineering math, strict. Cosmo, loose. And PSL, strict. Missing value. Design methodology, top down for basic, for BFO. Sumo, by definition, is a merger, so we just use that as a value. It's both top down and bottom up, depending upon what you look at that went into the merger. Engineering math, mostly top down, meaning we have a firm idea of the mathematics. Knowledge about the domain, hence use that to formalize. Cosmo, relatively ad hoc at this point, and PSL, top down.
Thank you.